Benjamin, how are you?
Hello, how are you, Herbert?
I don't want to tell you.
I'm just checking on you. I was wondering, you know, I know after the age of 70, so this whole thing is a bigger deal. So,
I know.
I was wondering
but that's not the only problem. Let me tell you very, very, very shortly another problem.
Yeah.
Goldie left for New York on the 2nd of March.
Really?
Yeah. She had a second granddaughter who had the mitzvah in New York. And I should have flown a week later.
Yeah.
And they live in Riverdale, where the virus struck first. You know, there were two places in New York where it was really bad. One was Riverdale, the other one was New Rochelle.
Okay.
And those were the two areas where they closed the schools and the schools and everything immediately. So I knew there was not going to be any bat mitzvah. So I canceled my.
But also you couldn't go.
I canceled my tickets.
Yes, there were no flights.
There was no point because I knew there wasn't going to be a bat mitzvah.
Okay.
But, you know, Goldie never took out an Israeli passport.
Oh, so then, you didn't let her back in.
Then when she wanted to come back, her ticket return with El Al was on the 22nd of March. By then, El Al wasn't flying anymore.
But she does.
Not only that,
but she does have a ticket.
They made a gazera that foreign nationals cannot enter the country.
Yes, but she has a ticket.
So she made an application.
No, but
to
Herbert,
the consul.
Herbert, she doesn't have a
New York. Sorry.
She doesn't have a tu'udat zehut?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, she made
an application to the consul, and it was denied.
Oy vey.
And then a week later, they came out with another gazera, which stated, okay, spouses somebody has a spouse who is an Israeli, either the man or the woman, or children who are Israeli, they will let into the country. So she submitted our wedding certificate. We got married in New York.
Okay.
We submitted our wedding certificate, all the details, everything, and they told her she's got to buy a new ticket because they must have a valid ticket to show. But they never said, you know, they will allow or not allow, you know, to return. So she bought another ticket, which cost her many thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And, you know, with United.
Yeah.
And when she sent in all the details again it was denied.
How long did all this take?
This took 3 months. Got back at last week on Tuesday. Tuesday.
Where was
and
she
you
staying?
know what made a difference?
I'll tell you,
1 minute. We got our lawyer involved, who is very good. He knows lots of people in the ministries and everything. I went with him, Mizrad Apnim told me outright she has a valid visa for a year. She's been getting these visas every year for the last 3 years, you know, a valid visa, valid until January 2021. From our point of view, she can come in straight away. So I asked them, one of the top ladies in Mizrad Apnim, I asked her, what's the problem? Tell me where the problem is.
Yeah.
Nobody told us anything where the problem lies. So she said to me, The best thing you can do is go to Mizrad HaChutz. So the lawyer and I went to Mizrad HaChutz. It was one of those days when there was 40, 42 degrees outside. We waited outside for a long time. They would not let us in. They finally gave us the name of a lady with the email address, and they said, please write to us, give us all the data, and we will see what we can do. I, in the meantime, spoke, our lawyer got the number, the personal number of the Consul General in New York, Danny Dayan.
Wow.
Very nice man. He was really a nice man. He put one of his top assistants, a very nice lady, on the case, and they really did a good job. But the problem was, they did not believe that our wedding certificate was valid.
I don't know why.
I don't know, because I tell you why. In order for me to have registered Goldie by Mizrad HaPnim as married, I would have had to have a special apostille. It's an international stamp on the wedding certificate. And we never did that. We never thought there was any problem. We've been traveling backwards and forwards for 25 years. Never had any problems. So, listen. We sent in three lawyers' letters to the consul, plus 10 of our friends certified that we have been married. They've known us for many years. Goldie's brother wrote he was at the wedding. He knows that we're married for 25 years, and everything. Nothing helped. In the end, 1 minute. Let me tell you the song. In the end, our lawyer, who's a very nice, is wonderful. He's been decorated in the army, you know, and he's a young man, but he's done wonderful work for Tzahal, and he's got very high grades by Tzahal. So he said he's going to Galei Tzahal. So he went to Galei Tzahal. He knows people there, and they have a section of their news program that deals with people, you know, ordinary people who are tied up with the red tape and the bureaucracy of Israeli laws.
Really?
And they worked on this case, and Goldie had to postpone her ticket because the second time it was denied, so she extended the ticket another week. And she was due to travel last Monday, in other words, 7 days ago, in the afternoon. It was a public holiday. It was Veterans Day in America. It was a public holiday, but here they were working.
Yeah.
So the consul there wasn't working, but she'd given up hope already that she wouldn't be able to make the flight. Because you needed the permission for United Airlines to give you the chance to get on the flight. But at around midday here in Israel, our lawyer called me and said, I've got the paper. I've got it from Mizrad HaChutz, the permission.
Yeah.
So by that time...
Hello?
Can you imagine what sort of people these are? They are absolutely wonderful family. And they've been looking after Goldie for 3 months. And
wow.
I called the